Sana-I-E. I'm your host, XO. If this is your first time listening, welcome in. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Sana-I-E, wherever you at. I just want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to tune in to today's episode. And without y'all, none of this is really possible. Like, I do this for you guys because I know overall millennials need it when it comes to the personal development, when it comes to mental health, when it comes to overall our overall well-being and personal growth. And with this episode, you're going to be hearing about a few success stories that I came across when it comes to entrepreneurial millennials. And I think this is perfect. We in the end of the year. We in, what, October now? And just really discussing the trials and tribulations that come with being infatuated with personal development, as well as building your business, building your entrepreneurial life, your entrepreneurial journey, and just hearing different stories from different people, especially when it comes to success stories. It gives us a different perspective, and it knows, like, okay, I'm not the only one that went through this phase, went through this trials and tribulations when it comes to the journey. And we all got to know what the journey is going to be. Peaks and valleys. That's what it's all about. But thank y'all for tuning in. It's your first time listening, man. Share the show wherever you may be listening to this at. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, you see in here with a bucket hat. I love this one of my favorite bucket hats that I own. Shout out to Aim High. We got an episode coming up soon. But overall, man, I just want to thank y'all for taking the time out of y'all day and tuning in. But y'all know, when it comes to Sana-I-E, I always got to kick off the shows with two quotes of the day. And my first quote is, self-love is contagious. When you love yourself first, it spreads to others to love themselves too. And you can kind of tell that. I'm pretty sure if you love yourself, you're showing that self-love, it carries over to other people in your life. When you're trying to grow in certain areas, other people are like, ooh, I want to do that too. I know we all hear the saying, you're a sum of the four people you hang out with the most. So it's like, whatever the other four people are doing around you, you'll want to do it too. You'll eventually do it and carry those traits. So it's like, when you love yourself, you're showing that love for yourself on a day in and day out basis, no matter what you go through. You may be having your toughest week of your life, and you're like, man, I'm having a tough week, but I'm still staying focused on progressing on a daily basis because I know the rain that I'm going through right now is going to be a sunny day. So, and that rain can't last forever. So it's like always showing yourself that self-love, no matter what. And if you're like me, you like being a tough critic on yourself, but you do have to show yourself some love because some days won't be all sunny suns and rainbows. It would be some days where you're like, man, how can I get 1% better today? What do I need to do to get better today or just keep that momentum going, even though it's been a rough day? You may have been getting a lot of no's in a certain area. You may be getting a lot of rejection. You may be facing like stuff like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do, but you have that routine with yourself. You have that self-love routine that you may do to where you may take yourself on a walk. You may get yourself some good food. You may cook some good food. You may take a long shower, take a bath. You may meditate. You may journal, whatever it may be, just showing yourself that self-love on a daily basis. And that becomes contagious because I feel like half of the world loves themselves and half of the world doesn't. It's like they love who others are, so they're trying to strive to be like a different person instead of understanding themselves and loving themselves throughout the trials and tribulations of life or throughout the ups and downs. And it's knowing that self-love is contagious. When you have that love for yourself first, it spreads over to other people. And my second quote is, find glimmers of positivity in the darkness. Find glimmers of positivity in the darkness. That goes deep because when we're going through those negative phases, when we're in that dark, we like to focus and hone in on that dark parts of the darkness that's going on, that we never take the time to step back and like, what is this darkness trying to, what is this darkness trying to teach me? What I need to learn in this moment? Why is it every time that darkness comes about that I focus on the darkness instead of focusing on the light? And understanding that, like, okay, I got to start focusing on the light of life and understanding every dark day comes with a bright day right after it. But it's just learning what you need to learn within that dark times. And it's like everybody goes through those dark times or trials and tribulations, those bad days, those sad days, the stuff where you feel like you stuck in that moment. But it's understanding, like, I'm not stuck forever. It's just right now. And I'm in this point or in this moment for a reason, so I can learn. And it's all about understanding, what can I learn from this? And we have to ask ourselves that question, because we always try to see when problems arise, we always try to hone in on the problem instead of honing in on the solution or the lesson. But once again, that quote is, find glimmers of positivity in the darkness. You already know, we've got another inspiring episode. I want to appreciate y'all just coming out. Hope those quotes today helped you out. And with this episode, like I said, we're going to be diving into success stories that truly resonate with us as millennials. And these are a few tales of individuals who've harnessed the power of personal development to transform their lives. We'll talk about a few strategies, a few tips, a few mindsets, some personal, what I take personally from these stories, and then how we can help them propel us to like new heights on our entrepreneurial journeys. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. The first success story I got for you is called From Side Hustle to Dream Job. And this young lady, her name is Sarah. She was a passionate and driven millennial. She started her entrepreneurial journey with a side hustle, like we all do, and while working a full-time job. But while working that full-time job, she was determined to follow her dreams by applying personal development principles like goal setting, time management, and resilience. She transformed her side hustle into a thriving business. And with her story, it shows like that dedication and that self-belief that any millennial can turn their passion into a profitable venture. So she went from side hustle to dream business. And you will be tested. And that's why when you first become an entrepreneur, you have to know that your full-time job is low-key your first sponsor. That's your first investment. That's the first person, the first thing that fuels your business or your side hustle at the time. So it's understanding like, okay, I have to find the balance with these two. While working a full-time job, you may have a 9-to-5, and knowing once you get off, you going home and working from like maybe 6 to 10 to on that job, on that side hustle, and building up where you may be researching, where you may be looking at other success stories, where you may be researching and trying to find a mentor in that space and understanding that, okay, is this truly what I want? Am I truly passionate about it? Because you will be tested. We're always tested when we want better, or we feel like we deserve better. Because life and God, the universe, whatever it may be, whatever you believe in, it's always going to test you to see, is this something you truly want? Or is it something that you think you want? And you just know that you're built for tests. It's like you in high school, elementary school, whatever. We all took these classes. How do we pass the class? We took tests. We took exams. Once you pass the exams, okay, you're good. You're ready for the next level. That's what it comes to life and entrepreneurship. You got to know, like, I got to be resilient in this. You're going to fail. Embrace the failure, because that's what it's about. If when you're building a business, you're going to have to take the bumps and bruises along the road. You got to know, like, okay, what is this failure trying to teach me? You failed once, but you may fail a few more times, but failure is just getting you that step closer to success. And like she said, she applied the personal development principles such as goal setting, time management, and resilience. And those are the three biggest things when it comes to turning your side hustle into a dream business. You have to set those goals and put expiration dates on them goals, so you know, how long is it going to take me to get here? What do I need to do to get there? And the biggest one that I've seen is her time management. How are you managing your time when it comes to your full-time job? You're dedicating 40 hours a week to that, but how much time are you dedicating to that side hustle, to that business, to that dream that you want to achieve? Because if you're not dedicating enough time to it, you're dedicating more time to the full-time job. You're going to be at the full-time job forever instead of minimizing that time, that 40 hours a week, and dedicating more time to the side hustle. So it's understanding, how am I managing my time throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the years? And resilience is a big one. Because, like I said, failure is going to happen. Setbacks is going to happen. Life will happen. It's understanding that I got to keep going. I have to keep going on a daily basis and not letting those failures or setbacks deter me or discourage me. Because it's going to happen where you will be tested and where you will have setbacks. So it's understanding, is this something that I truly want or is it something that I think I want? And the next story that I got for you is overcoming entrepreneurial burnout. Man, and every story that I'm relating to y'all today, I can relate to myself because I've been through it as I've been building Sana'i and overcoming entrepreneurial burnout. We have James, a millennial who faced severe entrepreneurial burnout. And I mean severe. And you may be like, oh, this story pertains to me. And the pressures of managing a growing startup were taking a toll on him, not just physically, but mentally. And you know what he did? He honed in on his personal development practices such as mindfulness, self-care, and setting boundaries. And these were his lifelines. By incorporating these strategies, James regained his balance, mental health, mental well-being, and his business flourished. His story serves as a reminder that self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for success in entrepreneurship. So that entrepreneurial burnout, we all face it. I face it plenty of times when it comes to building Sana'i up. But it's understanding like, okay, I'm getting to that. It's knowing too. It's understanding and knowing that, okay, when you get to that burnout phase, how can I recharge? What do I need to do to recharge? And how do I not let this burnout continuously happen over time? And some of the things you may do is practice that mindfulness. We're taking that time to meditate with yourself, do some deep breathing on a daily basis and understanding like, okay, I'm reaching that burnout phase. Let me recharge. Let me take a step back. And it's okay that sometimes you may have to take a break from what you're building and just getting that time for yourself. Maybe you have to take a week off, a month off, whatever it may be. And just like, okay, I need to really collect myself, really take a step back and analyze, am I going in the right direction? What's worked? What hasn't worked? Where do I need to go to push forward? How do I avoid the entrepreneurial burnout? And some things that I've learned when it comes on my journey, when it comes to the burnout was having people help me, adding people to the team so they can take care of the tasks that I'm doing so I can put more time and effort in another direction so I don't reach that burnout phase. And you'll reach that point where you're like, okay, maybe it's time for me to add some team members. Maybe it's time for me to hire people to help instead of me trying to do everything on my own. But taking that time to analyze and seeing what's working and what's not working is always going to help you out in the long run, as well as practicing self-care. How are you taking care of yourself on a daily basis when it comes to being an entrepreneur? Are you constantly, oh, I got to grind, that you never have that time for yourself, that you never have the time for self-care, that you never have a time maybe go get a massage, go spend time with your family, go to the gym, read, meditate, whatever your self-care routine is, are you doing your self-care routine on a daily basis or a weekly basis, whatever it may be, just so you can avoid the entrepreneurial burnout, as well as setting boundaries with yourself and setting boundaries with the people in your life. Because people, we know life happens, right? We know somebody always will come to us about their problems and want us to be their solution to their problems. And understanding like, okay, you have a life. I have to set boundaries with certain people because I can't let these energy drainers take all my energy from me when I'm trying to focus on building this up. And it's okay. Yeah, take time. Like, oh yeah, I know I got to help so-and-so. I got to help my wife out. I got to help my kids out, whatever it may be. But understanding I still have to set boundaries for myself because you can't pour from an empty cup. At the end of the day, it's all about what are you going to do for yourself? And like I said, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for your success. And the third story I have for you is turning failure into fuel. Now, let's meet Alex, a millennial who experienced setbacks and failures early in his entrepreneurial journey. Instead of giving up, Alex applied the principles of personal development, particularly resilience and a growth mindset. He viewed his failures as valuable lessons, adjusting his strategies and forgiving himself and forging ahead. Alex's story demonstrates that the face of adversity and millennials' resilience and the ability to turn failure into fuel can lead to remarkable success. So it's understanding, like, failure. What does failure typically mean to you? Does that mean, oh, you messed up? You can't do it right? Or is like, does that mean give up? And it's understanding, like, failure is like a foreign word that means the same as a lesson. Because failure is something that we all go through in life. We all fail or have setbacks in something that we've done on this journey. Every journey, every year of your life, you failed at something. But did it hold you back or did it push you forward? And that's something we have to know, that, okay, you failed now, but what is this failure going to teach you? How are you going to grow from this failure? Are you going to let the failure hold you down? Are you going to like, man, I failed, I'm going to give up, I'm going to try something new, I'm going to do some new things? No. You watching this, you listen to this right now, I know you're a resilient individual because you listen to podcasts, you're into personal development, you're into your growth. You have that growth mindset. So it's understanding, like, okay, Alex failed, but Alex turned his failure into fuel. So how are you going to use that failure that you maybe going through right now, and how are you going to use it to fuel your passion, fuel your success? And it all comes down to you, because at the end of the day, nobody's coming to save you. You have to save yourself. So you have to understand that I have to do this. I can do this. You have to have more faith than fear and understanding, like, I got to do it. I failed. Cool. I failed. I'm glad I failed, because now I can learn. And to avoid some failures in your life, find some mentors in that area, because they'll save you a whole lot of time when it comes to failures. And they'll also teach you about resilience and how to keep going, building up that growth mindset. It's understanding, like, failure's going to happen, but what are you going to do when you meet failure? And our fourth story is creating a life-altering side gig. Lastly, we have Emma, a millennial who, like many of us, struggled to find purpose and fulfillment in her day job. Bruh. I know how it is. Having a day job and you're like, man, what am I doing this for? You're like, oh yeah, I'm doing this to pay the bills, but it's not bringing you no fulfillment. It's not something you love. You're just like, oh, I'm doing this to pay the bills, get a check and all that stuff. But overall, you know internally that you're meant for more. And when you know that you're meant for more, you do more. You apply yourself. You figure out, okay, what am I passionate about? What do I love doing? What can I do today to make tomorrow different? And I've had this conversation with a certain individual where they were like, man, they didn't feel their purpose in their job or the fulfillment. They felt like their job was taking them for granted, which majority of jobs do, because they're like, yo, you're getting a paycheck. What are you complaining for? But it's like, you understanding, like, my purpose is bigger than this job. My purpose is bigger than this company. And understanding that, okay, what do I need to do to change? But back to Emma. Through the guidance of personal development, Emma honed her skills and self-awareness. She discovered a side gig that not only brought her financial freedom, but also personal satisfaction. Her journey exemplifies that millennials can leverage personal growth to create transformative side hustles that change their lives. So sometimes you got to ask yourself and sit with yourself, like, what is my purpose? Am I doing my purpose now at this job or at this career, whatever it may be? It's like, oh yeah, it was nice. Because we have to understand, like, the decisions we made 5 years ago was that person who he was in that moment. Right now, you're a totally different person. You have totally different likes, different loves, different hates. You may be in the job that, like I said, 5 years, you was like, oh, I'm fully committed. But you didn't see 5 years down the line, like, am I still going to have the same love and passion for this job or for this career? Or will my purpose and passion change? And it happens in life. We all change throughout life. And it's like, we live in that moment of the instant gratification, but not knowing, like, what about 5 years from now? Am I still going to have this same love for this? Or am I just going to be 5 years down the line, be burnt out and just be like, oh, I'm just doing it because it sounds nice, or it's just a nice career, or because my parents thrusted me into it? And we have to ask ourselves, like, we be in the moment making decisions for our future selves. That's what we always have to think about. So it's understanding, like, if you're not where you want to be in life right now, figure out, what are you passionate about? What is your purpose? What do you want to do? Are you doing something you truly want to do, or are you just doing it just because? I'm going to leave y'all with that. But in conclusion, these stories highlight the incredible impact of personal development on millennials' lives. They remind us that through dedication, self-care, resilience, and a growth mindset, we can transform our entrepreneurial journeys. So take these stories as inspiration and let them fuel your own path to success. And always remember, you are not alone on your journey, and personal development is a constant growth aspect. It's the compass that you can guide towards the fulfillment and success of your life. So it's really understanding, what do I truly seek? What am I passionate about? What's my purpose? How am I when it comes to failure? How am I when it comes to disappointment? How am I when it comes to setbacks? Enjoy y'all week. We'll be back again. Stay inspired. Stay inspirated. Stay passionate. Stay inspired. Love yourself. Take care of yourself. Love the people around you. If you feel like these success stories helped you out as an entrepreneur millennial, I only ask you one thing. Share this episode with somebody, or share your favorite episode of Sanae with somebody. Subscribe. Subscribe to us on YouTube. You're watching us right now. Thank you for subscribing. Shout out to the people on YouTube. Gotta love them. I love y'all. Enjoy y'all week. And I'm gonna leave y'all with this. Falling down doesn't define failure. Staying down does. Brush yourself off and start over. And we out. Thank y'all for tuning in to Sanae.